Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for teaching us through your word. We open our heart to receive. We open our ear to hear what the Spirit wants to say. We, Lord, want to be doers of your word. And we want to, Lord, go out and practice what we learn. We ask for the unction of the Holy Spirit to give us more faith, light, and understanding, Lord. We thank you, Father. We give this time to you to speak to your people, Lord. Not a man speak to people, but you speak to your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. The angel appeared to a woman named Mary. And many of you know the story of this woman, Mary. The angel spoke to Mary, "Rejoice, highly favored one." Mary was labeled by God, highly favored. Or in other words, this woman had a lot of grace, has high grace and favor in her life. Does grace make a big difference in a person's life? This woman has a high level of God's favor. And you can see here the word highly. It means there will be lowly or little bit or more. So God can give us high favor. Can you imagine if one night you're sleeping in your room, bedroom, and an angel appear to you and call you, "Woman, you are a highly favored one." How are you going to respond to the angel of the Lord when he calls you highly favored one? I know one lady that God will call her highly favored one. That is Pasada. She has a lot of favor from God. Amen. How would you respond? Do you want God to call you highly favored one? Do you want that? I want God to call me highly favored one. Or the person who has a lot of grace from God. If you are favored, or you are called a highly favored person in the kingdom of God, God will honor you and give you the privilege of bearing fruit that will last for eternity in your generation and the generations to come. The grace of God upon this woman, Mary, has not only impacted her and changed her life, but the grace of God in her life that will bring the Son of God into her womb, that bring the anointing and the presence of the Holy Spirit upon her life, has been the blessing to thousands of people, 10,000 of people, 100,000 of people for many, many generations, including you and me. This woman received the favor from God, and her life has been a blessing to even us here in the 21st century. So what we learn from this story is that we can have high favor from God, great grace from God, because God is no respecter of persons. God is not playing favorite, or God doesn't pick one and say, "I'm going to give favor to you," and the other person, "No, I will not give favor to you." You can be highly favored person in this generation like Mary if you change something in your life. And I pray that you have a desire to have that privilege of being called a highly favored one of God. And if you notice, after the sentence, "You are the highly favored one," the next sentence, the Bible says, "The Lord is with you." If you want to be a highly favored person or a person of great grace, you need to welcome the tangible presence of God. The Holy Spirit was upon Mary. And because of the presence of the glory of God, the grace of God was upon her. If you want more grace, you need more presence of God. If you want more grace, you need to be hungry for the fire of God. You need to be hungry for the touch of God. You need to press in for the presence of God if you want to have the favor from the Lord. The more, the thicker the presence of God that you have upon your life, the more grace you will have in your life. And then the more people like to be around you. Because when people see the grace of God or the presence of God in your life, they like to hang out with you. Wherever they go with you, they can see the manifestation of the grace, of the favor. They say, wow, I like to be around you because I get the favor too. That favor will flow into them as well. Wherever you go, the atmosphere will be changed because you bring the presence of God. You bring the favor of God with you. People around you will experience the favor that is upon your life. Is that what happened to Mary? Mary has the favor of God. And when people see that God favors you so much, God gives you so much grace everywhere you go, great things happen, fruitfulness, wonderful things, success and victory, they will say that, wow, you must be very, very smart man. You must be so strong. And you smile and say, no. The grace of God is upon me. The presence of God is the one who go before me, prepare the way for me. The grace of God make it happen. The grace of God help me. You don't take any credit at all when you are called highly favored one. Amen? Amen. Everyone say, I will not take the credit. Because it is His grace that make you successful. Because it is His grace that make you extraordinary compared to other people. Therefore, it should be His glory. Because what happened to you come by His grace. He should get the credit. He should get the glory, not you. Everyone say, His grace, His grace upon me. Therefore, His glory. Everyone say, I want to be a highly favored one. Amen. Luke chapter 1 verse 30. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you. Would like to change the name there to be your name. Do not be afraid. Whose name you want to put in? Huh? Angel. Right away, huh? Do not be afraid. Who? For you have found favor with God. God spoke two times in Luke chapter 1. You are highly favored one. And then later on he said again, you found favor with God. What kind of difference did God's favor make in Mary's life? Definitely, her life was totally changed. She became a mother of Jesus Christ. She got pregnant supernaturally by the power of the Holy Spirit because she received the favor from God. The favor of God will not only change your life, but the favor of God will also impact many other people. You need to understand this truth in the Bible. When God give favor to you, when God give you grace, many good things will come upon you, will come to you and through you to impact and to change other people's life. Does it stop there? No. When the grace of God come to you, good things come to you, you impact 10 more people. It will not stop at that 10. Those 10 people will impact another 100 people. And those 100 people, by the grace of God in you, they impact these people. They keep on going like domino effect. Is it wonderful? How many people want to leave that kind of legacy on earth here? You are so highly favored that after you die, still ongoing. Never stop. Never stop. Go on and on and on. You bless people. The grace of God that come to you flow to them. They keep on going with another generation, with another group of people, on and on and on. Is that the way of God? Yes, that is the way of God. And that's what happened in the mission trip. When I traveled to the mission trip, the grace of God upon Pastor Da in my life touched the pastor over there, touched the people over there. Then the grace of God in their life touched more people. And miracles happen. More things happen in their nation and their city. And keep on going and going. Never stop. So we should be highly favored one like Mary. Amen? Amen. Everyone say, the grace touch me. The grace through me touch others. And then they touch others. Is this exciting? Very exciting. I love it. I want to live that kind of life. I don't want to live a selfish life for myself. I want to be a blessing to many people around the world. And the Bible prophesies that the glory or the favor of God, you know, the glory means the presence of God. When the presence of God show up, the grace will show up. The Bible prophesies that the glory, that means the grace, will cover the earth like water cover the sea. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory, which means the presence of God, the grace of God, of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Let us become highly favored people together. You go back to your city and the favor of God in you impact people in your city. You go back to your country and the favor of God upon you impact those people and eventually keep multiplying, impacting more and more and more. And eventually the glory of the Lord, the fire of God, the presence of God, the grace of God will fill the whole earth like the waters cover the sea. Amen? Amen. Let us do this job together. Let's fill the earth with the glory of God. Let's fill the earth with the grace of God. Let's touch more people's life. So that the grace of God will continue to go on and on and on until the Lord Jesus come back. Amen? Amen. Luke chapter 2 verse 40. And the child, capital C, mean Jesus, grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. We learn about Noah. We learn about Jesus now. The Bible says the grace of God was upon Jesus. Jesus was not born into the earth as God. Because God did not have to grow up. God was not a baby. So God did not have to grow up in the body to become a young man. Jesus was born as a human being. He laid aside the power and the glory and authority in heaven. When he was born into the world, even though he was God, but he was born as a normal human being without power and without any anointing, like to perform signs and wonders. That's why the first 30 years, Jesus never performed signs and wonders. He was just a normal human being with the Spirit of God in him. He was a carpenter. So he was growing up. But while he was growing up, the Bible says the favor of God, the grace of God was upon him. And the Bible continued to say in Luke chapter 2 verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom. How many people want to live that way? Increase in wisdom. How many people want more wisdom? And stature. And in favor with God and men. As Jesus was growing up, he increased in wisdom. He increased in stature. He get taller and taller. Like my grandchildren and some of your children. I look at somebody boy yesterday. Wow. When he first came to church, he was like this. And now I look up. He was growing in stature, bigger. The voice started to change, become a young man now, not like a kid anymore. Jesus increased in wisdom, increased in stature, taller, bigger muscle, and also in favor with God and with men. Jesus increased in favor vertically and horizontally. We all need the favor with God and the favor with people. Amen? So we read the scripture to this point. Can we conclude that the favor or the grace be increased? Can it be increased? Can wisdom be increased in your life? Can the grace of God be increased in your life? Yes. And we need more favor with God and with people on this earth. Can we increase in the favor of God to the point that the grace in our life becomes so great and extraordinary and phenomenal? Can we have the increased favor so much? The grace is so thick in our life that will impact everything around us. Amen? When we have more grace, more favor, it would affect everything around us. It would affect our job, our family life, our ministry, our parenting, everything. The grace will impact every single part of our life. The work that we used to struggle to get it done, it takes a long time to get it done. After the grace of God increased, it become a piece of cake. It's become easy. You get it done quickly. Without the grace of God, you will be dull and dragging every day. Without the grace of God, you will struggle and being like in the fog. But with the grace of God, you feel bright. You see, you understand, you feel so strong. You have the power and ability to get the job done for the Lord. Everything is easy. Without the grace of God, everything is so difficult and so hard. And that's what's happening to the people in the world. Do you notice that a lot of people in the world have to take antidepressant? They could not sleep. They are exhausted. They're so fatigued. There's just no strength. When you look at the face of people in the world, no smiling, everyone walking. So tired, so negative. Life is miserable. You know why? Because they try to use their own strength to accomplish things in their own life. They have no grace. But people with the grace, easy. Everything touch, boom, boom, boom. Relaxing. Amen? People in the world are so full of burden, anxiety, and all the weight on their life because they try and try with their own strength. That's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." How you can rest? How can you relax? How can I relax when I see my patient? How can I relax when I am on call and get called to be up all night to perform surgery? How can I come to church on Sundays to smile all day long, still happy? How can I rest like that? By the grace of God. God pour His grace upon you and me. God pour His favor upon you and me. And everything gonna get easier. You can relax. You can rest. You don't have to be laborious. You don't have to be tired and exhausted anymore. You don't have to be fatigued all the time. You can do stuff quickly, easily. Get the job done easily. You can be so successful and fruitful in your life because the grace of God is upon you. The problem is this, for Christians, I'm talking about believers. Many Christians look so tired. and so exhausted. Because, listen carefully, they are doing the things that God did not tell them to do. God cannot give grace to disobedient children. God cannot give grace to people who are doing their own things and do not obey God. That's why the good question for all of you is to ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do? You should not run your own life. You should ask God, what exactly you want me to do? And when you find out, you step into it. You don't even have to ask God for more grace. The grace is there automatically. You walk into the calling. You walk into what God asks you to do. The grace just come upon you. And then it will be easy. But if you are rebellious, you stubborn, hard-headed, I'm going to do what I want. I noticed some people want to be a pastor. I'm not talking about in this room. Some people are not called to be the pastor, but because they could not get along with anyone in the church, eventually they have to leave the church because they just don't like anybody. So they leave the church and try to start their own church. And they struggle. No one show up. They're tired, get sick, and eventually they get into accident and die. Because, I'm serious, I've seen people like that. People who try to be pastor, even though they don't have the grace to be a pastor. They are not called to be the pastor, but because they cannot go to any church, they start their own church. And they get into trouble. The grace of God is not there for them. They keep struggling. They keep having problems. But if you step in to do what God called you to do, you step in. Even though before you step in, you feel like, oh, can I make it? Can I do it? Can I make it? When you step in, you feel like the hand of God just zoop and lift you up and carry you. And you feel like a Superman flying in the sky. The hand of God is under you and keep you flying and flying in the presence of God like the eagle that mount up the wings in the wind of God and just flow in your calling. And it will be easy for you. Amen? So the question is, what God wants you to do in your church and flow in that calling. Amen? Moses said at one time, Lord, you say to me that I find favor with you. And you say you don't go with us. We are not going to go to the promised land without your presence. So if you keep your word that I find favor with you, you need to go with me. Exactly the same thing with Mary. When the angel said to Mary, highly favored one, the next sentence say, the Lord is with you. The key to great grace is the presence of God. You must love the presence of God. Moses loved the tangible presence of God. He said, I could not go there with an angel. The angel is not enough. I need your presence. So the people out there in the world would know that we are the different kind of people from them. What makes a big difference between God's people and unbelievers? The presence of God. And the grace of God upon their life. We should seek the presence of God. We should seek the grace of God. And when the more grace we have, when we walk into a room, the atmosphere changes. Because you bring the presence of God into that room. People will be, what's going on here? Why the atmosphere is changed here? It's different here now. Because a person of highly favor walk in. And the presence of God show up in the room as well. This is my cry since I was a young pastor. Many years ago, I went to the revival meetings. And I noticed that at that time I was still young, learning about the glory. And I noticed when the preacher walked up to the pulpit, the whole room atmosphere changed. He brought in that room the glory, the presence of God. And I looked at this pastor or this preacher. I talked to God. One day, I like to be like that. One day when I walk into the room, the atmosphere is going to be changed because I carry the presence of God into the room. Amen. How many people want to be like me? The presence of God in your life. The grace of God in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Without the grace of God, you may be struggling. You may be barely making it each day. But when the presence of God show up, when the great grace show up in your life, God will pick you up. God will help you. And you start to gain the momentum. Keep on going. Momentum start to going. Keep going and going. And you still relax and rest and fly with the Lord. And you see the momentum keep going and going. And you enjoy the grace of God in your life. Everything is just relaxing and resting and easy. That should be the way of Christian life. We walk in the grace of God. Amen? We don't need to struggle anymore. God can give us more grace to accomplish more things for Him. How many people believe that God wants you to do more things for Him? How many people want to be used of God? In order to do more things for God, we need more grace. Amen? Everyone say, more work, more grace. More things to do, more grace. 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 17 to 18. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness. Peter warned God's people in that generation, don't be lukewarm. Don't be like Esau. Don't give up the grace of God. Don't fall from your zealousness, your steadfastness with God, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Everyone say, grow in the grace. Two choices, actually three choices, stay stagnant or fall away according to the wickedness of the world, or press in to grow in the grace. Which one you gonna choose? Stay the same, fall backward, or move forward into the higher grace of God. Which one? Which one you gonna choose? Forward. Amen. Amen. Can we grow in grace? Yes, we can grow in grace. James chapter 4 verses 6 to 7. But He gave more grace. We can grow in grace. God can give more grace. Therefore He say, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. He give more grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The proud would take credit for himself, for everything he does. Never say, by my sweat, by my tears, I work so hard, I sacrifice. Don't quote that way. You can stay up all night, work so hard, try to accomplish something, but without the hands of God upon you, you may not get things done that much. Even though you work so hard, you stay up all night. But if you learn that I depend on the Lord all the time, I need the grace of God 24/7 in every circumstances. I need the grace of God. Lord, help me. Then He will show up. He put the hands on you. His Spirit will move and start to make things happen for you. And you don't have to be tired anymore because the grace of God is upon you. I tell you the truth. The worst place in your life that you should be in is the place of being resisted by God. How many people want to be resisted by God? I don't want to be resisted by God. I want God to be on my side and help me. If you are resisted by God, you're going to be tired. Everything going to be hard. Will be very difficult. Nothing get done because God keep resisting you. How are we going to come out from that resisting from God? Be humble. You need to be humble. Amen? You need to tell God, I need you every day. I need you all the time. I cannot do this without your help. I need your presence in this situation. Being humble is not just a phony religious term. It's a reality. We need to grow in humility so that we can grow in grace. The more you think that you are so capable, you are so anointed, you are on the road downhill because you are prideful now. And I have seen so many ministers in the world that go that direction. I've met some pastor that God graced them so much with big church. And later on, that pastor talked to me in a meeting. You see how good I am. How smart I am. I can write so many good lessons. And so many good things happen because of the doctrine that I write. Who, within a few years, crash. God resists him because of the pride that is in his heart. Always give glory to God, no matter how much success you have in the kingdom of God. Amen? Let me make this statement. Even though you know exactly what to do, you still depend on the grace of God. I can open somebody's skull within 20 minutes. I shave the hair, scrub the head, make a mark, cut, put the clip, burr, cut the bone, open, I see the brain in 20 minutes. I know exactly, I can close my eyes and do it. I know how to get into somebody's neck. I cut here and I see the spine within 1 minute. That fast. I'm so capable. But even that, every time I grab the scalpel knife, I still, Lord, help me. Lord, show me what to do. And exactly every single step, the Lord told me what to do. Still. I still need the grace of God, even though I have done 10,000 operations on my patients. Still need the grace of God. Because I want to be a humble surgeon. Amen? God give more grace to the humble. The grace of God can flow into mothers. You know you fall short. You are not perfect. But when the great grace is upon you, you will have the wisdom. You know what to say at the right time to your kids. And with the grace of God is upon you, you know, you say exactly what you need to say. And the kids just melt and, yes, mom. And you walk out of the room. When your kids say, yes, mom, without arguing, you smile and say, thank you, Lord. Great grace is in this home. If the great grace is on the moms, you're going to be a super mom. And people will say, how can you do that with your kids? I struggle with my kids. But how can you do that? And the grace of God is upon you. He will give you wisdom. You know what to do in your parenting. You know what you should not do. You know what you should get involved in and you should not get involved in. Sometimes the grace of God will tell you, just keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything when the kids do that. Just wait for the right timing. The Lord will tell you what to say at the right time, at the right place. He will give you wisdom. He will show you what to do. You wake up in the morning, you know exactly what to do. When the kids ask you question, you know what to answer. Because great grace is upon you. Great grace is in your house. How many people want great grace in your house? Amen. Amen. Great grace can be in your job, in your office, in your medical practice. When you face a patient and no one else can find diagnosis, you can find the diagnosis. Because great grace is upon you. You walk to your customer, and the customer already said to you, I'm not going to buy anything from you. I just want to hear. But when you walk in because of the great grace is upon you, the grace will go before you to prepare the heart and the mind of your customer and incline their thoughts toward you. So when you open your mouth and speak, the grace speak for you. And your customer get melt. Okay. I buy your product. Amen? That's happened to me all the time. Some patient come to me, I already have 3 opinions from 3 surgeons. And they're all good surgeons in town. But when they come into my office, I smile. And I start to stir up the grace of God. The presence of God. And after I talk to them, God give me exactly what to say every word. Say this way, say this way, say this way. After 10 minutes, doctor, I choose you. I let you operate on me. Praise God. And by the grace of God, you have less complication in surgery. By the grace of God, you get the job done faster. People at Harborview Hospital call me, my nickname at Harborview Hospital is Flash. Done. Bye. I go outside to have fun now. Other surgeon may take 5 hours for one surgery, I take 1 hour. Done. Flash. Because of the grace of God is upon me. Amen. He tell me exactly what to do. The grace of God can be in your job. In your home. The grace of God can be in your ministry. When you step up and start to teach the Bible, the grace come upon you. And then just flow and flow. And people listen. And instead of falling asleep, they, oh wow, great. I learned something. You speak simple, but they get it. They take it home and they remember what you say. Amen? You say the right words at the right time. You'll be at the right place. Meet the right people. And God prepared the heart of people to receive you at the right time. You just show up. The grace already prepared the heart of people before you show up. God prepared everything before you show up. Because you have so much grace upon your life. Amen? But who gets the glory? God gets the glory. John chapter 1 verse 14. And the word became flesh. And dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. The glory as the only begotten of the Father. Do you notice that grace always with the glory, the presence of God. Jesus has the fullness of the Spirit, the glory. And then full of grace and truth. Who has the fullness of grace? Jesus. It's interesting. Jesus was born from a highly favored woman. And it doesn't stop there. We see the progression from highly favored to the full glory. Moms, if you're a highly favored woman, that favor can pass into your children and your children will have more favor, more grace. Amen? Hallelujah. I can see that in my kids. Oh, and my grandkids. The favor of God is upon my children, 3 children. And upon my grandchildren is so clear. The favor just passed on to the next generation. Because they were born and raised up in the highly favored household. Amen? You can progress from little favor, little grace. More grace. Bigger grace. Mega grace. Great grace. And eventually, full of grace. How many people want to be full of grace? The grace will work with you and work for you in the full capacity. In other words, the grace so much in you. When you open your mouth and speak, the grace speaks to you. You touch the grace of God so thick on your body, everywhere. You touch something, you do something, you touch the computer, things happen. The grace of God is upon you like Jesus Christ. I want to live a life that's full of the grace of God like that. Amen? More grace. Full of grace. then you can do more things for God, get it done faster for God, and do great things more and more in the years to come. John 1:15-17. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me.' And of his," listen carefully, this is a sentence I want to really digest, "and of his fullness we have all received grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." In the Old Testament, there was evidence of certain amount of grace. The grace was upon Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Joseph, Joshua, all these kings and prophets in the Old Testament. Certain amount of grace was upon them. But Jesus showed up, and Jesus full of grace, so much. And through Jesus, it flowed down into the body. Out of the full grace in Jesus, we are the body. We receive. Everyone make your hand like this. Receive. When I walk in the hospital, I walk into my office. Inside my spirit, I was like dancing. But people don't see it. I don't do this because they think that this doctor is crazy. But when I walk in the hospital, in the operating room, receive fullness of grace from Jesus Christ. I keep receiving. Everyone do it again. Receive grace from Jesus. He has the fullness of grace. And we can receive grace from him more and more. Amen. We live in the age of grace. The Bible says grace for grace. The original Greek language means this way. A layer of grace. Another layer of grace. Another layer of grace. Grace upon grace. Upon grace. Stack of grace. Layers of grace. More and more and more. We can have more grace. How many people want a big stack of grace? How many people want the little one? I want grace upon grace upon grace. I like Amplified Bible. The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 16 in Amplified Bible, "For out of his fullness and abundance," what is that in him? Grace and truth. "For out of his fullness and abundance of grace and truth, we have all received, all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift." Ooh, the description is so clear. Favor upon favor, gift upon gift, blessing upon blessing. Who give it to us? Jesus Christ. That's why we need to know the Lord Jesus. That's why we need to hook up to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? And then the Lord can give us more grace. I admit that. Today, it dawned on me when I was sitting in the family fun game and saw all the kids run around, people play. I was watching with joy to see that God's people. I'm like a father. I'm like a dad. I love to see God's children happy, enjoy. People find a spouse and marry and have kids. Just bless my heart to see God's people are blessed and have fun together. And then Chad turned to me and say, "Is this amazing? This start in your basement with six people. And now this is going on." When he talked to me, it dawned on me. Six people in the basement of my house, and now we have people run around on the field. Kids run around everywhere, playing together. And right away, I thought, it's the grace of God. that we have this church. Amen. The grace of God has brought us this far. And the grace of God, which is more and more, gonna take us to another level. Amen. I believe you are not gonna be just a little small churches everywhere. This church, in the next 60 years, before I die, to be with the Lord, we're gonna see much more impact to the world. This is just the beginning. The beginning. Not because we are great people, but because we depend on the grace of God. And we keep on dancing like this every day. More grace. Insight. More grace. Hawaiian dance. Hallelujah. Walk around like this, okay? More grace. Draw the grace from Jesus. Let God be involved in everything you do, okay? Be humble. Be seeking. Be hungry. Seek the presence of God. Allow God to use you more. Trust God. Amen? This is one of the reasons when people come to the prayer line and they fall down. People fall down due to three reasons. Number one, because God really hit them and they fall down. Or they cannot stand. Two, because they really surrender themselves down and say, I want to go to the most humble position in my life, that is on the floor. Amen? Amen. Three, because they don't want to hurt my feelings. Pastor Lau standing there for 5 minutes. Okay, I go down for you. I don't want you to get tired. But no matter what, whether you get hit or you fall because you surrender and you humble yourself or you because you don't want to hurt my feeling, at least that position on the floor is a position of humility. You say, God, you touch me. I surrender to you. You can do whatever you want. And I notice that people who are humble like that get more grace from God. When God touch you and He wants to make you cry, and the first reaction, my makeup, my hairstyle, the stuff gonna come up to my nose. My lipstick gonna be gone. My mascara gonna fall down. I know your thought. You think this way and you say, no! No! No way, no way. No way, Jose. Or some men, when God touch, I notice when God touch some men and they start to kind of laugh a little bit. Just so they laugh. Because man need to have dignity. I don't want to look like a crazy man. So I notice men, when they get touched by God, they tend to keep their dignity a little bit. Just come to God like a kid. Just be humble. Amen. Don't hold too much dignity. Before the presence of God, you're just like a kid. You don't have to think about your mascara, your hairstyle, your dignity, anything. You just be like a kid. Just laugh and cry and whatever. And the more you humble yourself, the more presence of God show up and linger around you, touch you, marinate you, and fill you up. And the grace of God will fill you. And 6 months later, you notice something change in your life. Because that day, you are willing to lose your face. You're willing to look stupid and crazy in front of people. Amen. Look stupid. Really? Looks so stupid. But it's a humble thing before God. Amen? So you need to understand this all spiritual thing. This is a spiritual thing. It's not just about falling for fun. It's about spiritual thing. It's about humility. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone say fullness of grace. Everyone say, I can receive from Jesus. Grace upon grace. Favor upon favor. Blessing upon blessing. More and more. More and more. Hallelujah. I have faith. I believe all of you are going to walk in the great grace. You're going to have high favor. If we're going to write a new Bible, we don't write a new Bible. You can put the name in. Highly favored one, Lindsay, of Arizona. Highly favored one, named Lindsay. Amen? Highly favored one, Justin. Hallelujah. Position yourself to receive the favor of God. Amen? Father, we thank you so much for teaching us all these scriptures. We have read it, but we didn't see it until today. We see now, Lord, we can grow in grace. We can see now that people in the Bible receive great grace from you. We see now, Lord, that through Jesus Christ, who have the fullness of grace and truth, we can receive from him. Through him, we receive the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross, and the veil at the temple was torn into two from the top to the bottom. And the Holy Spirit, the glory, came out from the Holy of Holies, that we all can receive the glory, the presence of God. Not just Mary, not just Joshua and Moses, but we all can receive the presence of God and the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for the youth again, and all the mom with the young kids first. The youth and the young, the mom with the young kids first. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
There's nothing worth more.
Glory, glory.
Never come close. Nothing compared. A living hope.
Fill
your presence.
More grace. The presence of the Lord.
Nothing worth will ever come close. Nothing compared. Living
hope. Grace. Super mom.
Your presence.
Not Superman. Super mom. Super mother. By the grace of God. By the grace of God.
Shame is undone.
Oh, hallelujah.
Your
be a supermom. By the grace of God, wisdom, know what to do, know what to say. Pastor Da, can you come and help me pray? Fire! Yes, Lord. Supermom. Filled with the presence, highly favored woman of God, highly favored woman of God, highly favored woman of God.
Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
More grace.
Glory,
think of presence.
Lord, that's what my heart's long for. To be overcome by
highly
your presence,
favored.
Lord.
Highly favored woman
your
of God.
Presence, Lord.
The presence of the Lord. Save this home.
There's nothing worth more.
Wisdom.
Never come.
Know what to do.
Nothing
know what
can
what
compare.
Not to do. What
no
they should get involved with. What they should not get involved in.
Your presence.
The presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord.
Of the sweetness of love, when my heart becomes
grace.
Free,
grace,
and my shame is undone.
Grace, fire,
your presence, Lord.
Filled,
filled,
superwoman of God. Highly favored by the Lord. By favor with God. Humility. Being humble. Young people.
To be overcome by your presence.
Fire. Receive. Get hungry. Keep receiving. Keep drawing the fullness of grace from heaven. From Jesus. Grace upon grace. Keep receiving. Keep seeking. Keep calling from heaven. Oh, become a super young man. By the grace of God. Full of grace. Full of grace.
By your presence.
Grow in grace. Fill
your presence
in the name of Jesus. Filled in the name. Fire.
Come flood.
Receive. Jump into the rivers of God. Receive right now. Jump in. Jump in. Fire. Go ahead and laugh. Go ahead and laugh. Go ahead.
Your presence, Lord.
Fire. George, cough them out. Right now, cough them out. Something gonna come out from you. Right now. Cough them out. Fire. Fire.
Of your goodness.
Fire.
Let us become.
Go out right now. Cough them out. Go ahead. Cough them out. Fire.
Let us experience.
Fire.
Glory.
Cough them out.
Goodness.
Go. Fire. Right now.
Your presence.
Fire. Right now. Go. Fill.
Presence, Lord.
Submit to God. draw near to God, and it will draw near to you. Fire. Drink. Drink the new wine. The glory. Emily, keep laughing. Yeah, keep laughing. Keep let this being filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Fire. Yes, Lord.
There's nothing worth more.
Yes, Lord.
Than we'll ever come close. Nothing can compare. Your presence.
Phil. Ryan, keep laughing, Ryan. Keep laughing. God, give me the laughter. Yes. Ryan Reichel, keep laughing. Fire! Fire! Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
There's nothing one more ever come
filled with the glory. Filled with the glory. Fire! 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 More glory! More grace! More grace! More grace! Fire! 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 More grace! More grace! Get hungry! Fire! More fire! More fire.
Come flood this place until the
more grace.
More grace. Your glory, God, is
for us. Yes, touch her, Father. Touch her more. Touch her more. Touch them more. Yes, more. More fire. Big grace. Big grace. Yes, Lord. Fire. Thank you, Jesus. Let the glory fill. Highly favored one.
By your presence,
the presence Lord, of the Lord be with you. Fire! Yes, Lord. Fire. Yes, Lord. Fire.
Of your presence.
Fire.
Let us experience glory of your goodness.
Fill, let him fill you up. Open your heart and let him fill you. Let him fill you. Yes. Receive by faith. Open your heart. Learn how to flow with the Spirit. Learn how to yield to the Spirit. Learn how to hook up to the Spirit. Right now, this is a good place to learn. Fire! Fire!
Let us experience
fire!
Glory of your goodness!
Fire!
Let us become
more fire!
More aware of your presence! Let us experience glory of your goodness!
Fire! More grace!
Let us become
upon
more
them! More grace! More grace! More grace! Fire! More grace! Fire!
Oh, yes, Lord. Your
more grace!
Presence, Lord.
Grace! Grace!
Your presence, Lord.
Grace! Fire!
Your presence! presence no more.
Fire!
Grace.
There's nothing worth more. You
will come close. More grace! More grace!
Your living room. Your presence.
More grace! More fire! More fire!
There's nothing worth more.
More grace. More grace. Fire! More grace. More grace. More grace. The presence of the Lord fill your life.
And my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Kara, speak in tongue. Go ahead and speak in tongue. Speak in tongue.
Fire! Fire! Fire!
And my shame is undone.
Highly favored one of God.
More presence of God. Fire. Fire.
Highly favored one in Chiang Mai and in San Diego. ผู้ที่ได้รับการโปรดปรานมากที่เชียงใหม่และที่แซนดิเอโกโปรดปรานมาก Highly favored one Highly favored one Highly favored one Highly favored one In Illinois Highly favored one
Fire!
Highly favored one. Highly favored one.
More grace! More grace!
Bring the grace of God back to Tokyo. The grace of God. May the grace of God be upon your life.The favor of God be upon your life. Highly favored woman of God. Highly favored woman of God. Highly favored woman.
Fire! Fire!
Highly favored.
When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence,
highly favored.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
More fire.
Comfort this place and fill the atmosphere.
Highly favored one of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
More fire.
Glory, God is what
more fire,
long
more fire, more fire, more fire.
Highly favored woman, you shall receive favor from God because you humble yourself before me. The heaven will support you, the heaven will be with you. heaven will go before you, will protect you, because you humble yourself before me. Yes, fire, fire, Jesus, Jesus,
to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Presence, Lord. Oh. Oh. Fire. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit, come here.
Filled
this place and fill the
filled
atmosphere. Glory,
filled.
God is what our
filled
hearts long for.
Filled
by your presence,
fire.
Lord. Presence,
fire.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Fire. Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Glory, God is what our hearts long for. To be
favor with the presence of God upon
presence,
your life.
Lord,
the presence of the Lord. Touch. Fill her whole being. Marinate her. Filled this cup with the glory.
Let us experience
glory, 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 glory.
Your goodness.
Fire.
Let us become more aware of your presence.
Filled.
Let us experience the glory of your goodness.
Felt.
Let us experience
felt
the glory of your goodness.
Felt.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience
filled with the glory.
The glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us
Yes, Lord. Fire. การโปรดปรานของพระเจ้าการโปรดปรานของพระเจ้า The favor of God.
Presence,
oh, pour your grace upon him.
Presence,
Lord. Prasili kong pracha.
Presence, Lord.
Prasili kong pracha. Yes, Lord.
Your presence, Lord.
Highly favored by the hand of God. Yes, Lord. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. 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 Oh, rakasenta kau prikesinta rak papa. Sungguri ala kasih kata. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. Receive grace from Jesus. Receive truth and grace from Jesus. Jesus pour grace upon grace for his, O Lord. Grace upon grace. Grace. Grace upon grace. Stack of grace. Layers of grace. Food. More grace to Jane and Jasmine. Grace. Be a super mom. A mom with wisdom, with grace, with favor. Yes, super mom. Grace.
Stripes of blood that stains
grace. Grace.
Shed to
grace.
Away
grace.
From the
to get the job done in Iowa. Des Moines. In Des Moines, Iowa. Yes! Fire! 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 More grace! More grace! Fire! More grace! Jesus! More grace! More grace! Ha ha ha! More grace! Ha ha ha! Supermom, Superwoman, Superwoman, highly favored, grace. Grace.
Perfect life.
More grace.
Was crucified.
Fire.
Our victory. Our
Savior.
Fire.
Fire. More grace. Can handle more people. Can have more wisdom to get the job done. Supernatural impartation. Grace. Grace. Supernatural impartation of the grace.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. To them all, gather.